Good morning, and thank you so much for starting your Friday with the Andy Summers Show here on XTU, and along with Andy, I'm Dave Cruz.
We've never sold out of pork butt before.
Excuse me?
That's the headline from a couple days ago in the LA Times. We've never sold out of pork butt before. Grocery stores are amazed with the things that people are buying and stocking up on.
That's amazing. Well, we just talked earlier. Jennifer, I think, was called up and said that like radishes and
star fruit,
stuff that normally never sells out. But so many people are cooking from home, I guess, or trying new things.
And you're trying new things, which I think is awesome, especially if you've got kids. This is a great chance for they've got nowhere else to go. Right. So you might as well make them learn something.
And so I went grocery shopping yesterday and living by myself. I only grocery shop like once every 2 weeks. It's just me.
Yeah.
So yesterday was the first time I've hit the grocery store since this whole quarantine thing. And all I hear all these horror stories about like your friend, like all the eggs are gone. I had 15 different stores to find eggs. So I went to this grocery store and everything was fine. Tons in the bread area, snacks, produce, meat, everything was fine. Milk, eggs.
Good deal. Okay.
But there was one giant section where there was almost nothing, and it was the cheese section.
What?
And I like myself some cheese, Andy.
Well, of course you do.
On everything.
How could you run out of cheese?
I don't know. So the one thing that was still there, though, is like a whole box of vegan shredded mozzarella.
Oh, what did that look like?
It was an odd color that I can't describe. I know the basic colors, the brown, the green. This was some sort of brownish, greenish sort of thing.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking, like, this is a store that's kind of in an area where people eat healthy. And so I'm like, well, if people here are ignoring this vegan shredded mozzarella.
If all the other cheese in the land is gone except for this, chances are.
I'll just wait a day or two and go get my cheese. But I was surprised to see that everything else was fine, but somehow there was a run on cheese. But this is what nobody wanted, the vegan mozzarella.
So I'm thinking that because we ran into the problem with everybody being sold out of toilet paper, what's one way that you can stop yourself from going? Load up on cheese, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and then you don't
hold
need
out,
the toilet paper.
Literally, yeah. So it is funny because you've seen online picture people are putting up fun pictures of where they shop and the odd things that are still there. Like it seems anything with any pizza with pineapple on it, any Hawaiian pizza, they're still available.
Well, that's crazy because it's delicious.
That sounds disgusting.
It's delicious. The last time that I went to the grocery store. The meat, because everyone's like, oh, we can't find anything. I mean, look, in L.A., they're sold out of pork butt.
Yeah.
But right across from my meat aisle is like the prepackaged meats. So like sausages.
Oh, those things, right,
Like stuff from Hillshire Farms and Hatfield and all that. Uh-huh. And that was empty. And I was like, okay so you're not going to get a pork loin because they're there. Mm-hmm. But you are going to load up on kielbasa. right now, like and breakfast sausage and Jimmy Dean, like you're gonna buy all the prepackaged stuff, but you're not gonna buy the fresh stuff that's right across. Like this is a great opportunity, right? To just because you can get a lot out of a roast.
Oh, sure, you
a
can.
Lot. I made steak one night for dinner. Like I made the roast, and then we had just like I cut it, and we had that with potatoes and stuff. And then last night for dinner, we had the leftovers. I made them into sandwiches with horseradish. There's tons of horseradish with horseradish and onions, and we made pierogies, Mrs. T's, of course.
Very good, yeah. But the Jimmy Dean gone.
Jimmy Dean's gone.
Pork butt gone. Radishes gone. Cheese. Gone.
What's up?
Yeah. What strange things have vanished from your local store? Let us know at 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Carol. Hey, what has vanished from your local store?
Well, I tried to buy a jar of mayonnaise yesterday at Walmart because I unfortunately ran out at home and every jar of Hellman's mayonnaise was gone.
Oh,
I found only one small, like 10-ounce jar of Hellman's, and that was it. The rest was light and crappy stuff.
That's crazy. I didn't see a big rush on mayonnaise happening, but I guess.
A jar lasts how long? How many do you need?
That's a good point.
Exactly. How many do you? And it's a condiment. I mean, it's a whole nother thing.
Dave has an aversion to condiments. Weird.
So, good morning, Kelly. Hey, what's vanished from your store?
So I went into the tuna fish aisle, and I noticed that right next to it, there's no ramen noodles. No ramen, no cup of noodles, nothing like that.
You know, I think that this just goes to show how people don't know how to cook.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right? Because they're like, they're probably eating all the cold cuts and all the prepackaged meats and stuff to make sandwiches with mm-hmm. mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they're going to have a cup of ramen noodle soup to go along
true.
With
and
it.
It's odd because as you brought up, Kelly, with the no ramen noodles, like that's probably the first thing I would go for because you get a whole case of it for
so
like
much.
$5
yeah.
it can last you a year.
I know. There's a lot you can do with ramen noodles, Dave. Not that you're doing anything but making them as the package directs.
Well,
but you can.
I've never had them, but they just I always just think they look so gross. And I'm like, well, who is eating all these ramen noodles?
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised. I think there's a lot of people in their cars going, yeah, I bought ramen noodles.
All day. You're darn right.
We're going to make that T-shirt. Ramen all day.
Thanks for calling up, Kelly.
Thank you.
So what's been missing from your grocery store? Let us know at 215-263-6700. Good morning, and thank you for starting your Friday with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. So obviously, certain things have vanished from grocery stores, toilet paper and eggs and things, but
right.
there's also weird things that are gone.
I know, because a lot of that stuff that initially was missing is back. But now, what are we looking for, Kelly, that we're not able to find?
Soft-shell tacos.
What?
Find them.
Just the soft-shell?
Oh, yeah, the hard ones are still there. I don't want those. I want the soft shell ones.
Of course you want the soft shell ones. The hard shells just crumble apart
it's
anyway.
It's a mess. Yeah.
No one wants those, and you can obviously see it. But they're gone in, like, the taco aisle. They're gone in any other aisle, the aisle end stand that they might be in. Gone. All gone. All the sizes, all the flavors.
Jeez. So what do you resort to, then, if you can't get yourself a soft shell taco?
I didn't buy the meat. I bought the seasoning because that was buy one, get one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I
you
said,
just,
well, I guess
just,
I'll have something else.
Yeah.
I don't want them if I can't have the heart or if I can't have the soft shell taco.
Yeah, you just gave up.
I did. I really did. Okay. And I said, well, I guess I'll have something else.
Well,
then I left the store.
She was so dejected. She just left the store. Kelly, I mean, this isn't what you were going for, but I would say you should make nachos.
Oh, so I do have the little, like the little round chips at home, but it's like my husband wanted tacos. We have our baby who likes like the soft shell stuff that we eat up.
I'm with you. Once you get your mind set and your tummy set on this is what I want, I'm going to go get it. And you know it's going to be there, right? Why would soft shells not be there?
Should be there. Yeah. Kelly, you know what?
Gone.
Why don't you give us what town are you in? Maybe people could just stop by if they have any. They can just bring you a soft shell taco.
I do work at the Inspirit Medical Group in Mullica Hill or the Woolwich. So we're at the family practice in there, and that Acme did not have any soft shell tacos.
Well, I mean,
for
if you have any soft shell tacos for Kelly and her family, please help a girl out.
Yeah, and hopefully like a sealed pack. Don't just take one out of your pack and
but
run it over.
Listen,
to
I'll bet she'll take just
that
one.
That would be weird.
No, just honestly, you give what you can. You can't be picky in times like this, Kelly.
Listen, I do understand, but a girl's
got to
draw the line to protect her family.
All right. Understood. Well, best of luck, Kelly.
Thank you. Love your show.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you very much. So good morning, Margaret. What has vanished from your store?
Flour?
Yes.
So what were you buying flour for?
I make the Irish soda bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And my son is a store manager at a ShopRite.
Well, you've got an in.
Well, I had texted him first off. I'm like, okay, do you have buttermilk? He said, Mom, I don't think we ran out of that.
Oh, I bought buttermilk, though. That was one of the things
so
that I picked
around?
I love buttermilk.
I
love just drinking
and I went
it.
And I got the 3 quarts of buttermilk. And I'm like, okay, now I got to go and get flour. I went. There was literally no flour. I turned around. My son happened to be walking down the aisle. I turned around. He's up at the other end of the store. He said, what, everybody become Betty Crocker all of a sudden?
Seriously. You're so angry. You know, it's funny because in my grocery store, I went into the baked goods. And I don't bake things from scratch. I'm a terrible baker. I refuse to follow instructions. So, but what I can do is like get a box of cookie mix or a box of cake mix. I can follow those instructions. And that, it was packed. And I was like, am I the only one that's baking? No, I'm the only one that's too lazy to actually measure things out, is what it is.
And see, I've been making the Irish soda bread for years, and it was my aunt's recipe. And, you know, so it's like you know, I need the unbleached flour, you know, and the buttermilk, the egg, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had the eggs. I got the buttermilk. I had the raisins. And my husband had asked me, would I make them for him to bring into school? Because he works at a school.
Uh-huh.
And I said, sure, not a problem. And he's like, oh, forget it. School's closed. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
But my sisters are always asking me to make it. And my one sister was coming home from Florida. So I thought, oh, okay, good surprise for her.
Yes.
I'll make her. Yeah.
But no. Can your
son hook you up? Did you make a little call and say, listen?
He always called me because the thing is, he always orders. I only like one certain kind of seltzer, and he always orders that for me. And he'll say, "Okay, your seltzer come in," because I buy it by the case.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then ShopRite decided to stop selling it.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Really?
I know.
Yeah. Hey, Margaret, do you happen to have any soft shell tacos laying around?
No, I don't.
Thanks for calling, Margaret.
Have a good
the Andy Summers Show. This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all? On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Ralph. So we're talking about odd things that have vanished from your local store. What is it for you?
It was. Wipes, and let me explain. I thought to be very, very clever, being the big burly man that I am. So I go down and pass to the empty shelves where one would ordinarily find the toilet paper, thinking, you know what? There's more than one type of wipe in the store.
Yes,
so,
good point.
Trepidatiously enough, I walked over to an aisle that I was totally unfamiliar with, thinking to score. And unbeknownst to me, those wipes were gone as well. So lesson learned. And I just wanted to share that just because you thought of an idea doesn't mean that half of all humanity, the female variety, didn't already outthink you.
Well, that... Thank you, Ralph.
Sad but true.
Thank you for that PSA.
Yeah.
Hopefully you were able to find something with which to...
Yeah, take care of the issue.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Delicately put. Thank you. Yes.
Right. Awesome, Ralph. Thank you for sharing.
Happy wiping.
Happy.
Bye, Ralph.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.